and her blood flowed in large drops. But the thorn bush shot forth fresh green leaves, and there came flowers on it in the cold winter night. The heart of the afflicted mother was so warm, and the thorn bush told her the way she should go. She then came to a large lake, where there was neither ship nor boat. The lake was not frozen sufficiently to bear her, neither was it open, nor low enough that she could wade through it, and across it she must go, if she would find her child. Then she lay down to drink up the lake, and that was an impossibility for a human being, but the afflicted mother thought that a miracle might happen nevertheless. "Oh, what I would not give to come to my child," said the weeping mother, and she wept still more, and her eyes sunk down into the depths of the waters and became two precious pearls. But the water bore her up as if she sat in a swing, and she flew in the rocking waves to the shore on the opposite side, where there stood a mile broad, strange house. One knew not if it were a mountain with forests and caverns, or if it were built up.